When I saw him sitting here, I thought he looked some Indian. But Bromden ain't an Indian name. What tribe is he? I don't know, Billy said. He was here when I came. I have information from the doctor, Harding said, that he is only half Indian, a Columbia Indian, I believe. That's a defunct Columbia Gorge tribe. The doctor said his father was the tribal leader, hence this fellow's title, chief. As to the Bromden part of the name, I'm afraid my knowledge in Indian lore doesn't cover that. McMurphy leaned his head down near mine, where I had to look at him. Is that right? You Deef, chief? He's deef and dumb. McMurphy puckered his lips and looked at my face a long time. Then he straightened back up and stuck his hand out. Well, what the hell, he can shake hands, can he? Deef or whatever? By God, chief, you may be big, but you shake my hand or I'll consider it an insult. And it's not a good idea to insult the new bull goose loony of the hospital. When he said that, he looked back over to Harding and Billy and made a face, but he left that hand in front of me, big as a dinner plate. I remember real clear the way that hand looked. There was carbon under the fingernails where he'd worked once in a garage. There was an anchor tattooed back from the knuckles. There was a dirty band-aid on the middle knuckle, peeling up at the edge. All the rest of the knuckles were covered with scars and cuts, old and new. I remember the palm was smooth and hard as bone from hefting the wooden handles of axes and hoes, not the hand you'd think could deal cards. The palm was calloused, and the calluses were cracked, and dirt was worked in the cracks. A road map of his travels up and down the west. That palm made a scuffing sound against my hand. I remember the fingers were thick and strong closing over mine, and my hand commenced to feel peculiar and went to swelling up out there on my stick of an arm like he was transmitting his own blood into it. It rang with blood and power. It blowed up near as big as his, I remember. Mr. McMurray? It's the big nurse. Mr. McMurray, could you come here, please? It's the big nurse. That black boy with the thermometer has gone and got her. She stands there tapping that thermometer against her wristwatch, eyes worrying while she tries to gauge this new man. Her lips are in that triangle shape, like a doll's lips ready for a fake nipple. Aid Williams tells me, Mr. McMurray, that you've been somewhat difficult about your admission shower. Is this true? Please understand, I appreciate the way you've taken it upon yourself to orient with the other patients on the ward, but everything in its own good time, Mr. McMurray. I'm sorry to interrupt you and Mr. Bromden, but you do understand everyone must follow the rules. He tips his head back and gives that wink that she isn't fooling him any more than I did, that he's on to her. He looks up at her with one eye for a minute. You know, ma'am, he says, you know, that is the exact thing somebody always tells me about the rules. He grins. They both smile back and forth at each other, sizing each other up. Just when they figure I'm about to do the dead opposite. Then he lets go my hand.